Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we took some time, and if you weren't with us, it might behoove you to get the previous DVDs or whatever, download it for free off the internet. We talked about what is the church. And we saw technically, it literally means those called out or those called, but not just called out from, called together. We've been called out. We've been chosen. That may not mean as much to us now as it will later on, but I'm telling you. How many remember Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you? Huh? I know one time the Lord was dealing with me about my life and earlier parts in the ministry, and I was thinking, well, you know, I answered the call. And he said, yeah, after what? And he began to show me time after time that he had dealt with me and he had led me and dealt with me and wouldn't leave me. And wouldn't leave me alone in my ignorance. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I had some ideas. I had some plans. Little pitiful plans. Little half a thimbleful. Pitiful ideas. And plans for my life. And thank God he wouldn't leave me alone. Thank God the Holy Spirit kept on dealing with me, showing me, revealing to me, helping me. He chose me. He chose you. There many are called. Few are chosen. Not nearly as many that are called will respond. And will answer the call and follow through on the call. But we're called out of this world, out of the other things. We're in the world, but not of the world. We're called out of it, and we're called together. Now, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. If there is no unity, there is no church. We're not just called out of, we are called together. Everybody say together. Say it out loud. Called together. Say it again. Called together. That's another word for church. The called together ones. You know, the Bible talks about this in numerous places, but in Hebrews, I'll just read it to you. He said that we are not to forsake the assemblings of ourselves together. You remember that? The NIV says, let us not give up meeting together. Meeting how? Meeting together, assembling together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We're called together to believe together, to hook together, to pray together, to work together, to hear the Word of God together. Now, there are millions of believers who feel like they can be just as good a Christian as anybody. Sitting home watching the TV by themselves, or reading their Bible by themselves, or praying by themselves. But how could you be a good Christian and ignore the Bible that charges you straightly, don't forsake the what? Assembling. The assembling, the gathering of yourselves together. We need to get together. There are things that happen when we get together that don't happen any other way. We need to come in and rub elbows and breathe the same air. And hear the same word as it falls off the lips. Thank God for all the things we got now, all the tapes and CDs and everything else, and delayed this and that. But if you want to be under the spout where the glory is coming out, you got to be in the chair where the Lord told you to be. You can miss God by not going to a meeting. You know, so many things. Well, the Lord's always requiring us to operate by faith. You remember concerning Saul when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus. Remember what the Lord told him? Go into the city and it will be told you. Why can't you tell me out here on the road, Lord? Reckon the Lord knows it yet, or is the Lord still trying to figure it out? He needs time for... No. Why can't you tell me on the road? No, there are places of hearing.
Yes.
There are places and situations and combinations of anointings and combinings of faith.
Yes.
Where things are not going to come out. And they're not going to come out that way. And they're not going to come out to you. And for you that way, unless you are where you're supposed to be, with who you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. Go into the city and it will be told you. It's happened in our life again and again. Go over here and do this. Why? You don't know. But if you have any faith, just do it. Be here. Be a part of this. Do this. Be over there. Do this. And if you're at the right place at the right time, like he told you to be, then you're going to get everything that he intended that you get. If you want to be rebellious and do your own thing, I don't need anybody else, just me and Jesus. Just me and Jesus. That's all I need. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Believers should be a part of a church family, and families should fellowship with each other in the church. Church families fellowship with each other. Thank God for the church. Now, Jesus is doing what with his church? He said, on this rock, on what rock? There's some groups that try to say that the rock is Peter. Absolutely not. There's two different words used here. Besides that, you don't build a doctrine just on one scripture or one half of a verse. If it's truth, you're going to see it in other places and other verses. Listen to these verses. 1 Corinthians 10:4 says that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, for other foundation can no man lay than what is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Who's the foundation?
Jesus.
Who's the rock?
Jesus
is the rock. Ephesians 2:20 says, you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. What's this church built on?
Jesus.
It's built on Jesus. That was the revelation they were talking about. Who do men say that I am? You are the Christ. Amen. You're the Son of God. You're the Christ, Son of the living God. Now, go with me, if you would, over to the book of, Psalms and Colossians. Can you find two places at once? Go to Psalm 133 and go to Colossians 1. We are the called together ones. Called and chosen, but called together. And here is the question, though. What is it that unifies us? What is it that ties us together? There's a lot of talk about unity, but not nearly as much manifestation of it. And I'm not just talking about recently, I'm talking about through the years, through the centuries. There's been movements for unification. And joining together. We're all going to get together. And some people have gotten together a little bit, but by and large, it hasn't happened that much. Now, I believe it must happen. Because I believe Jesus prayed that it would. That we would all be one. Even as he and the Father are one. I believe he prayed it in faith. I believe he and the Father are in faith for this. And so it must happen. It must come to pass. But I can see just in my small understanding how people miss it, trying to unify around things that are not the rock. Trying to unify around things that are not the foundation, that are not the rock. We know in part. That includes everybody you know. There is nobody that you know, no minister, no preacher, no pastor, nobody you know who's right about everything. It includes you. Why? Because you only know. If Paul, the man of God that had such revelation, if he said, we know in part, where does that leave a lot of other folks then? They just know part of the part of the part. Well, then what does that mean? There's all these other parts you don't know.
That's right.
And it's all the things you don't know is where you can miss it.
Yes.
Just out of ignorance.
Right.
We're here for such a short time. Yeah. The Lord showed me something here recently that's helped me and ministered to me. I've asked him just personally and privately. I said, Lord, because I'd see terrible stuff. I said, Lord, how do you tolerate that? Because you, I mean, if something bothers you, it's because he's in you. And if something seems terribly amiss and substandard to you, it's because we're learning something of his holiness and purity and righteousness. But how much more him who is completely pure? The tragedy, the death, the deception, the cruelty, the curse, it's not right. And I've asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how do you tolerate it? And he helped me to see recently, he said, it's so brief, Keith. It's so brief. Now see, we think 100 years of life is a long time, but it's not. From God's perspective, one way he can tolerate it is because no matter how bad it might be, nobody has to endure it for very long. So it's years and years. That's nothing. And it seems like a long time when you're in it, but it is very, very, very brief. You and I are so young. We know so little. We've been here such a brief amount of time. And for, you know, I mean, right away, we'll all be out of here. And if the Lord hadn't come yet, there'll be a new crew. They'll be shouting and praising God, talking about, but we'll be out of here. If somebody says, well, he's coming right away, I believe it. But if he tarries half a day, we won't be around to see it. Day with the Lord's like 1,000 years. You going to be around another 500? I don't think so.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me